So here we are, possibly the last hour in Aarhus, and we are in DG. A few people have said, come to this place, big portions, quality Danish food. It's quite a swish on the inside, nice looking bar, nice decor, nice art on the walls, nice tables, and this... nice cold Coke. Don't drink Coke in the UK. Phil says he doesn't either.
No, I don't really bother with it because, you know, my teeth falling out as it is, let alone giving it 10 times the sugar.
But there's something about a hot day and a short walk to a bus station that demands a cold drink that's probably not a beer because we need to be compos mentis at least till we get near the plane.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reflect on...
48 hours.
Yeah.
Or 30, whatever.
Well, yeah, we're nearly approaching 48 hours.
And highlight for me was the bikes, I think. I think the highlight for me was the bikes. You know, going down the coastline, you know, with the water crashing on the rocks, and then that little enclosed beach area. Yeah. That was really nice, enjoyable.
Everywhere local.
More people who travel abroad should not just soak up the sights, but actually do something totally that they would never normally do. Like, hire a bike is...
Not only did we get to see stuff, it wasn't a problem stopping and photographing it on a bike. You're not spending all your money on taxis. They do have a system here where bikes are free, should you want to just put some money in like you would do to release a shopping trolley. You release your bike, you ride it to another place, and if you plug it back in to one of those chains, you get your 20... Krona back, which is unbelievable. That wouldn't happen in the UK. People would be stripping them down and blinging them up and using them as lampshades or whatever in their houses. But everybody here seems to already have a bike, so I think it's great. I do like the infrastructure when stuff like that works. It's a lot greener. It means they can have large pedestrianised areas in the middle of town and you're not worried about too much pollution and traffic. He says there's a bus parks outside the cafe. Oh, it has been a good stay, and more importantly than anything, I think what we've been able to do is what I really like to do is talk to some of the local people here and just get involved in conversations. Everybody's so chilled here. I think because the tourism isn't completely built around getting drunk Brits in, there's a mutual respect. There is a really, really nice bit of banter that you can get going. I don't feel embarrassed for not being a multilingual individual here. I don't feel embarrassed that I don't know Danish, and I've not been made to feel uncomfortable that I don't know Danish. It's actually quite difficult to tell where people are from because some of the Danish speak such incredibly good English. There's no accent. And this feels great. It feels... I guess the weather's really helped as well. It's been glorious the whole time we've been here. And we've stayed out of prison so far. It'd be interesting to see what the exit security is like after the recent recording and interview we've just done on the data storage of all communications that happen in the country, but I guess that's everywhere now.
Well, I think I'm set anyway because I changed my underpants this morning, so if they go down to that detail, at least I haven't got skinnies on, so that's fine.
That's fine. Normally that's a deterrent. I thought I'd do that on purpose.
Do you? Have some of that. No, hopefully I won't have to empty my bag again. That always frustrates me, but...
Yeah,
it's been great.
Especially as all those towels and things you've got in there and all those toiletries.
That's right, yeah. I've got about 15 tubes of what looks like dodgy materials. But I was really impressed with Seasonaut as well, Anders and...
as a PR company.
And Daniel. Yeah, no, I thought they were... They asked some really sensible questions instead of, like, PR-y, pitchy, sort of salesy stuff. I thought they asked some...
No, they've obviously done a lot of research into the whole digital tourism. Food is arriving and it looks spectacular. They've barely done their research into what a digital tourist is likely to carry with them, what kind of tools. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
That looks incredible. And we're going to dig into this now. I'm going to shut up now, because not only is Phil blowing his nose over his food...
he's for God's
sake, not
me all.
And this just looks too good. We need to eat this fast.
Too good. Don't say that.
I won't say, yeah, just in case. Right, yeah. All recording must now cease while we eat and then catch a bus. Talk to you guys later.